Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and it is hot as fucking balls right now. It's fucking 10:35 at night, and it's still fucking hot as balls. It's that fucking shit where, you know, you got air conditioning in your house or apartment, wherever the fuck you're living. If you got fucking AC, there's this weird, I don't even know how to describe it. There's this weird space where it's still fucking hot and muggy and shitty and uncomfortable, but it's not quite hot enough to trigger the fucking AC to turn on. So you just kind of sit there like stewing. You're like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, it's got to be fucking hotter in here than this. It's got to be fucking hotter in here than 75. I know I keep my AC at 75. A lot of people go lower than 75. I used to have friends at work that told me I was fucking crazy for keeping it on 75, but it's not very strong fucking AC in here. So I don't want to get used to it being colder, and then like if it gets really hot during the day and my AC just says fuck it and the temperature rises, like if it's a fucking heat wave or some shit, I don't want, if it can only be fucking 78, I don't want to just like feel like shit all day. So I figured like if I just get used to one fucking temperature, I'm gonna be fucking fine. It was fucking hot as shit. I played softball today. It was so fucking hot out there. I'm still in my jersey, actually. I haven't fucking showered yet. I've been home like an hour and a half. I can't fucking, like, there are just fucking days where I just like can't move. You know what I mean? This is not one of those days. I actually felt pretty good. But like, you know, it's fucking softball. I go out there. I got to run. I run like 10 minutes before the game starts. Straight. Back and forth, back and forth. They do these fucking laps out there. The other team must think I'm fucking nuts. My team might think I'm fucking crazy because it's fucking hot as shit and I'm just fucking running around. And it's the only way I can fucking get loose. All this fucking running I've been doing the last 5 years and these fucking races and shit. Like, the only way I can get loose now is to fucking run. Fucking dripping sweat before the fucking game starts. It was fucking insanity. You know another note about this fucking softball game? We won like fucking 46-38. It was a goddamn circus. The game took fucking forever. We were up like fucking 30-2, and these motherfuckers came back and like passed us, and we're actually like losing late in the game. And as they were coming back, like there's a lot of fucking panic. A lot of fucking panic on my fucking squad. Brother-in-law's fucking panicking. He's pacing around and shit, fucking head in his hands. And here's Chris Johnson. Calm as can fucking be. Like, look, I'm not fucking happy about the fucking way shit's been going. I'm not fucking thrilled with the fact that we blew a fucking 30-run lead or whatever the fuck it is. Hey, the game's still going on, baby. We're fine. We're fine. Relax. We're fine. Come on now. Just settle down. We're good to go. We're good. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna work itself out. And it fucking did work itself out. It fucking worked itself out just fine. We were fucking losing going into the last inning. We scored like fucking 9 runs. We batted around, you know. Then we held them like 2, and we fucking get out of there with a fucking W. Who gives a shit? One thing, like, old school Chris Johnson back in the baseball playing days was a fucking panic machine. I was a fucking master of panic. And a lot of that had to do with my fucking dad, because my dad was a fucking asshole. Like, I felt like I had to do good because he was around. He made me nervous. He made me fucking wound too tight. If I did bad, I'd have to listen to that shit in the ride home. I don't want to fucking deal with it. I hated him, but I also didn't want to disappoint him. Does that make any fucking sense? It probably doesn't make any fucking sense, but like when you live with like a fucking emotionally abusive asshole, like that's the shit that goes through your fucking head. So you just wound really tight. Baseball's not a fucking game we can try harder. Apparently, bar league softball, just like baseball, you can't fucking try harder in this fucking game. You're gonna fucking do shitty. Be like me. Not like talent-wise, because I'm fucking all day average, but like, you know, have my outlook and my fucking mentality. Fan Chris Johnson, if fan Chris Johnson's watching a Blue Jays game and they're blowing a 10-run lead, I'm losing my fucking shit in here. But like on the field, Chris Johnson, hey man, we're gonna be all right. Settle down, settle the fuck down. And everybody settled the fuck down and we won the goddamn game. That should be a fucking lesson for you to be more like me. You know, I got 4 fucking hits today. And I also fucked up on the bases. Tried to tag up and left too early and those motherfuckers caught it. But we're up by 20 runs at the time, so I didn't think it was a big deal. And it turned out to be a big fucking deal. It's funny how far I've come over the years. I'm still like a fucking insane, neurotic, like panicked asshole in so many situations, but like, I don't know, playing games and shit, like, I'm worried about like fucking talking to people and saying the wrong thing and crowds and all kinds of other bullshit. If I'm out there playing fucking softball, like, that's the least of my fucking worries. I'll be fine. I'll be fine doing that. It's like when I'm running races. Like, I'm not like panicked or nervous running races. 5K, 10K, marathon, like, I'll be fine. People before the marathon are like, you nervous? Not really. Unless I fucking die out there, I'm gonna fucking finish. Another reason I'm really not panicking, like, during games and shit is like, I don't know, game's still going on. We're not losing, you know? We're down by like 1. Like, who gives a shit? We'll fucking score some. And if we don't, we'll fucking lose. I'm sure I would have been fucking pissed if we lost. Like, we're 6-3. I've not been happy after any fucking loss. But like, I'm not like, I don't know. I'm not throwing shit anymore like I might have back in the day. I used to go fucking crazy about fucking everything. Then I'd feel bad because I would go crazy about fucking everything. Not just like fucking sports, just like, I don't know, shit didn't go right. I'd always get up in my own fucking head, get fucking panicked. I don't want to break anything because my dad used to break shit all the time. He'd argue with my mom and just like slam shit. He'd rip the doors off the hinges. She had a mug that like my grandma got her with like all me and my sister's picture on it. He smashed that one time when he was fucking mad. He would go on these fucking rampages. So like the shitty thing is like you see those rampages and you don't want to repeat those rampages, but it's in you. It's in your fucking blood, man. So you sometimes repeat that shit, or at least start to repeat it, but then you really feel bad because you feel like your father, and I hate my fucking father. So like, I gotta fucking calm down. So like, instead of fucking not going apeshit, I just found a new way to go apeshit. Like, hey, what if I just throw a fucking empty plastic water bottle at the couch? I'm not going to do any fucking damage that way. I'd still find ways to go fucking apeshit while not causing any damage, which is still kind of stupid because I'm still wound way too fucking tight and I'm driving myself fucking insane here. But I thought it was a clever way to be a dick. I figured, motherfucker, if my fucking dad was throwing, like, plastic shit around, I'd still probably be fucking scared and think he was a piece of shit. But at least nothing around the house would be fucking broken. Then I started going to therapy, and he was like, holy shit, I'm a goddamn mess. And now I still feel like a fucking mess, but, you know, I'm a mess in, like, different ways. I'm a mess because, like, I haven't showered in a couple hours, and after the softball game, I just sat in my fucking car in the parking lot for, like, 30 minutes. I just couldn't fucking move. I wanted to go inside. My fucking apartment was ready to roll, but, like, I was like, I can't go in there. I can't go in there yet. The cats are fine. It's fucking hot as shit. They're just sitting around. Got the fucking fans going. Trying to blow the fucking air around here, but the AC's not on. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Also on Podbean, which is the host. Every fucking episode's there. I'm on Instagram. That's at maybe 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. And if you want to follow along with my podcast in my Facebook timeline, you can do that too. Just find me. My name is Chris Johnson. Just find my ass.